Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. As we've discussed on the podcast many times, representation matters, and that's especially true in the medical field. Young Black and Brown girls need to see people who look like them becoming physicians and taking on other leadership roles in healthcare. My guest today, Sarah, is a recent college graduate who will be attending medical school. In partnership with an organization called Sneakers to Scrubs, she created She's Got Goals for young girls on the South Side of Chicago. It's a sports-based initiative that empowers girls to explore careers in healthcare while understanding their own health and wellness through guest speakers and educational workshops focused on adopting healthy behaviors. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Sarah. She's going to tell us all about this wonderful organization, She's Got Goals. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you, Natalie?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being here. I want you to introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us how old you are, where you live. I won't say where you go to school because I know you have completed that journey. So tell us about yourself, where you went to school, and then start from the very beginning. Tell us all about She's Got Goals.
Yes. So like I said, my name is Sarah Godrin. I recently graduated from college. However, I am not yet done with school as I am a pre-med student. So I'm currently my gap year, you know, exploring my different options, meeting different goals during this growth era. But I'm also working as a medical assistant.
So tell us all about She's Got Goals. I did not appreciate that you were going to go into the medical field. That is amazing. Thank you for doing that. That is not easy work, and it's not easy to get through med school. So we are wishing you the best of luck on that journey. We need you. But tell us about She's Got Goals. What's it all about?
Yeah, so I guess the best way to really start it off is kind of offering my own story on my journey as a pre-med student. When I first came to college as a pre-med student, I honestly doubted whether I could finish that journey, especially at a school as rigorous as University of Chicago. I even dropped the pre-med curriculum for a whole quarter just to venture off and try different classes, hoping for some inspiration, but nothing really clicked or kind of aligned with the purpose that I felt I had when I was taking those STEM classes, learning about my body and building healthy habits. So eventually I returned to it, and it wasn't until my fourth year when I attended a mix and mingle event for Black pre-med students, residents, attendings, medical students, all that in between, that things changed for me. Seeing people who looked like me succeeding in medicine made me believe that I could do it too. And that moment really highlighted for me how important representation is, and it's exactly why I started She's Got Goals. It's a program I wish I had growing up, to learn more about my body, build healthy habits early on, so that later in life, I could have the confidence to educate others in a professional role as a physician.
Amazing. So tell us all about it. What is it? What do you do? What does the program look like?
Yeah, so to explain She's Got Goals, I've got to start with our umbrella organization, Sneakers to Scrubs. Sneakers to Scrubs is another organization designed to empower young Black male athletes in Chicago's South Side to explore healthcare career options and build healthy habits themselves. And of course, that element of sports is paramount to our philosophy in Sneakers to Scrubs and She's Got Goals.
So just to be clear, Sneakers to Scrubs, did you start that organization or that was already in existence?
Yeah, so Sneakers to Scrubs was already in existence. That's a program that I volunteered for since like my fourth year of college. And by getting in close with the founders of that organization and just sticking with them long term, I was able to see different facets of the programming and different ways that they were reaching children on the South Side of Chicago.
Right. But it was specifically for boys.
Exactly. It was
understanding that. Okay.
Boys.
Okay.
And it was in the summer of 2024 that I volunteered for one of their, I think maybe their first co-ed sports boot camps programming. And that's where I could really appreciate that, hey, the girls here could really benefit from a consistent space like this to learn about their bodies, build healthy habits, and explore careers in healthcare. And from there, you know, it was just kind of an idea that was at the back of my head. And I was just thinking, where could I really go with this? And not long after, my friend Nicole Maria Mateo shared a grant opportunity from Riley's Way Foundation. And of course, I had to shout her out because all of this, it would never really come to be if she didn't just send over that link to me. Then I drafted a proposal, pitched it to the St. Christopher Scrubs leadership team, and they were so on board. They were thinking of that themselves. And so when I came with that grant opportunity, She's Got Goals was born shortly after.
Amazing. Amazing. So it all launched in 2024. So that's only about a year ago now. So what does the actual program look like? Do you have after school programming? Is it at school? Like, how does it actually work?
Since about May of 2025, I've just been building out the curriculum with input from the executive director of Sneakers to Scrubs, Jahari Shuck, and just continuing to work at different logistical goals, like inviting guest physician speakers, volunteers, assembling an executive team. And from the start, I knew that for She's Got Goals to thrive, especially since I live out of state, I would need strong leadership and a reliable presence in Chicago. And that's when I recruited my good friend, Ivy Hicks. She's from Chicago, former UChicago athlete, fellow pre-med, and now an MPH student. She's got it all. And she actually fully led our kickoff event where she hosted a self-care discussion alongside a couple of our new mentors before taking the middle school girls to a Chicago Sky versus New York Liberty WNBA game. All expenses covered through the grant from Call for Kindness. So having someone I trust lead that experience was huge. And it really showed me that this initiative is bigger than me and that I have someone I can count on.
Sure. So it's middle school age. Is that your goal?
Yes.
Sort of like 11-ish to 14-ish kind
of? Yes, exactly. Around that age group.
So when was that kickoff event? Was that over the summer?
Yeah. So the kickoff event was actually just last week, September 11th. Ivy led it first with getting the girls all together for dinner at Paisano's and having a self-care discussion with a couple of our new mentors before taking the middle school girls to the Chicago Sky versus New York Liberty WNBA game. And of course, all their tickets were covered through the Call for Kindness grant. And of course, in connection with the Chicago Sky Foundation. So after that experience, it just really warmed my heart and brought me comfort to know that there was someone I could really trust on the ground. And it showed me that this initiative is definitely bigger than just me. And ultimately, it just set the tone for everything to expect with our upcoming programming in starting October 4th.
And how do you find the young ladies who are participating? Do you have a connection with a school system? Are you just sort of advertising? Like, how do the girls find you?
Exactly. So that's where our lovely executive director of Sneakers to Scrubs, Jahari Shuck, comes in. She's been a powerhouse in terms of like the nonprofit sector, from Sneakers to Scrubs to other nonprofit works connected to University of Chicago Med. And since she's been working with Sneakers to Scrubs, she's amassed different connections across different middle schools in the Chicago area. And so we've been using all of her connections to just reach out and send out our recruitment information so that they know there is a space designated just for these girls. You know, typically programming like this comes in at the high school level, the college level, but it's important for us to intervene earlier on to set those good foundations and build those healthy habits earlier. So that's why with our programming, we are aiming for this younger age group.
Absolutely. And you know, we know now that puberty starts so much earlier. I mean, these girls are being bombarded with information on social media and whatever at, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old that, you know, in my generation would have been 15 or 16 years old. So I think earlier intervention is so critical, you know, in terms of the self-care and moving your body and putting good fuel into your body. And then potentially thinking, as you've pointed out, the taking this a little further to think about ways that you might get involved in the healthcare field. I love the connection here as a person who worked in healthcare myself. Like, I think that it's a really powerful thing to know that you can take control of your own body and also help other people to do the same. So is your vision here that there'll be a program or an event or a speaker or whatever every single month and that the girls will sign up sort of for a yearly cohort? Like, how is this going to work, do you think?
Yeah. So as of right now, our curriculum is designed for about 26 sessions throughout the academic school year in Chicago Public Schools. So we've already laid out the dates and we've actually structured it around certain modules. So just to give a few, you know, we might be looking at cardiology, pulmonary, musculoskeletal system, different things like that. And with our very first day of programming, we're going into community wellness. We want them to be able to understand that we want them to be able to understand that their environment is inextricably linked to their health. And just to come in with that understanding and then learn about each other, but also be able to see that we are all from the same neighborhood, or even if we're from different neighborhoods, there are certain connections that we can draw with what we're experiencing in our healthcare. So that's kind of how we have it fleshed out. It's going to be on Saturdays, not every Saturday, of course, but those are the days that we're kind of like blocking off time just so it's not impeding on their school schedules and whatnot. And with the programming days, we're balancing different pillars: wellness, experiential learning, and empowerment. So that intimate time of mentorship, just being able to talk to the girls in small groups, is fundamental to having fruitful whole group discussions about whatever was discussed in those small groups. And of course, when the actual guest physician lecturer comes in, they kind of have an understanding of what they know about a certain topic and what rumors or myths they can dispel, and offer actual feedback and expertise from someone who's in that field. And hopefully kind of balance it out with really engaging interactive activities. Like in the past with Sneakers to Scrubs, we've taken the students to Rush PM&R to build like orthopedic splints and things like that, or have the Youth Sports Science Institute come in with VR simulation headsets so that they can learn about their bodies. So we're definitely set on having an engaging time, but a very intentional time within the safe space that we're cultivating for them.
Amazing. And how many students do you think you'll be able to serve? How many girls are going to come every week, or as frequently as they can?
As frequently as they can. We're aiming for about 20 girls, you know, maximum for each session. But of course, like you said, it's always different with children, especially if they're athletes. They might have away games and things like that. So the name of the game is really this flexibility.
We were talking about teaching them about different systems and whatever. They may go home and share information that they've learned with members of their family who don't even appreciate some of the things that they're being taught, right? Like, you know, that a heart attack looks different in a woman than it does in a man. And so what the symptoms of that are, and they actually, this young person might have this knowledge that the adults living in their home don't. And that could save someone's life. You know what I mean? Like, really, if you think that through a little bit, that the knowledge, you know, knowledge is power, right?
Knowledge is power.
And the fact that this young person could go back home and share something that they've learned with someone who doesn't appreciate fully what's happening in their body, and that could really save their life. I don't know. I think this is just really wonderful, Sarah. And because it's just beginning, like the possibilities are endless. I love that you've been so thoughtful and so intentional. It's so wonderful that you've had sort of a mentor in the Sneakers to Scrubs folks. But, you know, this can really just build and grow. I think it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful program. I'm congratulating you on getting it started, even though you live out of state. It's amazing. And with Ivy's help and all of the other wonderful mentors. And what a nice example of collaboration and learning from other people and taking a great idea and, you know, changing it so that it was catering to young women as opposed to young men and just kind of going for it. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Can you tell everybody where they can follow, where they can learn more, where they can maybe reach out to you if you have a website, social media handles, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So Sneakers to Scrubs is our umbrella organization. So as of right now, we are operating out of their Instagram and their LinkedIn, and we have kind of like sub pages within that. So on Instagram, we are Sneakers to Scrubs. So that's SNEAKERS, the number 2, SCRUBS. And on LinkedIn, you can type it out fully, Sneakers to Scrubs, like TO instead of the number 2, and you can find us there. And yeah, the biggest way to support She's Got Goals is by spreading the word. So if you know a middle school girl in Chicago, or a parent, teacher, community leader, connect them with us. If you are in healthcare or training, we'd love for you to get involved as a mentor, guest speaker, or workshop leader. Representation matters, and the girls light up when they see women in medicine who look like them, especially our young Black girls.
Sarah, I'm wishing you the best of luck. I think this is going to be fantastic. Of course, you're also working on getting into medical school and all of that, which is going to be a lot of work, but so, so important. We need you. We need you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.